The Shearing Contractors Association of Australia is calling on workplace safety regulators to ban outdated and dangerous shearing equipment after numerous cases of injuries to shearers and shed hands. On Friday, a shearing contractor was fined $16,500 in a Sydney court after a roustabout Casey Barnes was scalped when her hair became entangled in an overhead shaft in 2017. But contractors say it's up to farmers to provide safe workplaces and the responsibility of workplace safety regulators to ensure farmers do so. Jason Letchford is the secretary of the Contractors Association, and he says it's not good enough to expect industry to regulate itself.
So what happens in any workplace, not limited to shearing sheds or agriculture, is the regulators in each state, generally they have an approach where they don't like to what they call prescribe to industry solutions to safety. They're of the philosophy that industry can work out better solutions than they can, because they're not industry specific, they're very general. But we're effectively saying this, you know, this is now at the point where you can either call it a failed experiment or something that is something that's not working at the bottom end of the day, because we've got workplaces that are still, even though, you know, this accident was well publicised, it happened 3 years ago, and we're still across every state in the country, got situations where we've got these old-fashioned shearing sheds. Now, it's hard to argue that it's about economics. For most people, the drought's ended. That's the old traditional excuse for not spending money on shearing sheds. But we've now got a situation where there's plenty of money in sheep and wool production, but that's not really the point. You know, the point is it's about people's safety and people's lives, and if you're going to be in business, you need to have a business model where you do it right. And where we're saying the regulator needs to step up here is that we're at the point where if they don't mandate the latest equipment...
Jason, just to jump in there, this was a case where this rouseabout's hair was caught in an overhead shaft. So you want overhead shafts to be banned, but you're also going beyond that, and you want also older model electric shearing plants that don't have electronic safety switches to also be outlawed?
Absolutely, that's right, Angus. We're basically looking at a, you know, what I'm calling a once in a generation change. If we're at the point where we want to eliminate this entanglement issue with exposed shafts, I mean, every farmer's very familiar with augers and the dangers they present. And at the same thing in a shearing shed, in the same way that we want to prevent those type of accidents, again, we're saying we've got this perfect opportunity to also, at the same time as eliminating these exposed shafts, is eliminating this other issue called, you know, we call lockup.
That issue of lockup, Jason, explain what that actually means and how it can still occur with older model shearing plants that don't have the modern electronic safety switch.
Yeah, that's right. There's plenty of shearing sheds went away from shaft gear, you know, even up to 50 years ago, and bought electric powered stands. We usually refer to them as the old sunbeam stands. But what the trouble with those with that equipment is it does have a thing in it called a worm drive, but it's very ineffective if the handpiece actually hits something, a stick or an ear tag or something like that. And what happens to it is the handpiece flies out of the shearer's hand and then starts cutting again and then lands somewhere. And a lot of the time, it lands on the floor or away from the shearer, but unfortunately too often it lands on the shearer, causing, you know, cuts to wherever it lands, to faces, arms, legs, all the rest of it. And we have had the situation, and this is the reason we're so adamant that we want this change, is that in 2011 there was a shearer that died because of lockup. The handpiece hit him in one of his main arteries, and unfortunately the young shearer didn't make it to hospital. And he died. And that went below the radar, that story. It did make the newspapers back in the time, but the regulator in South Australia never prosecuted the employer or the farmer, so we didn't really see any change. And what we're looking for now, Angus, is to use this court case with Casey Barnes, and while industry is looking at safety, we want the standard raised from not just getting rid of shaft gear, but we need to get all of our equipment in all shearing sheds across the country to have this minimum standard where these handpieces can't injure and kill people as a result of this lockup.
That terrible fatality that you mentioned there, that was a decade ago now. So how disappointing is it that in terms of shearing shed regulation that nothing really seems to have changed since then?
You're hitting the nail on the head, Angus, and this is why we want this incident with Casey Barnes to be a change, not just about shaft gear, but to move the industry to a new standard. You know, and a couple of the other byproducts of owning this new equipment or running this new equipment is not only fully guarded, but it has far less noise and vibration, which are two sort of serious, but long-term effects on the workers. And people's workers' comp, if you want to just look at it from a money perspective, pays for all these things. So it really makes perfect economic sense to actually implement all this gear. And you know, just to sort of wrap it up, this is where the regulator has let us go on for too long, using sort of the voluntary system and self, you know, risk assessment and, you know, working it out for ourselves. And we just actually need to move it to the next level and get farmers on board, get the farmer federations across the country on board, where we want this stuff in every shearing shed, and we don't just leave it up to individuals to make the decision, because many of them can't make the decision for themselves. There's too many other distractions in life.
The contractor in the Casey Barnes case, Steve Mudford, he spoke with Sheep Central, and he says that he now tells farmers that if they don't put up safer shearing plants, they can find another contractor. And do you think that's something that contractors are doing more and more now?
Well, yeah, the short answer is yes, Angus, that is the case. With shearer shortages across the country, it's about service providers, shearing contractors, saying that they're not going to accept these below standard conditions. And if farmers don't want to comply, well, they probably are going to find that in the future, that, and even this year, that they're not going to have a shearing contractor come to that shearing shed or do that shearing if they don't have minimum standards. And, you know, we're hoping it's more than minimum standards, but that's something that's very much a reality now, that they won't find a shearing team.
Just finally, Jason, generally we do now live in a world where workplace safety is more paramount than ever. That's across the board. But do you think that workplace safety in shearing sheds specifically hasn't kept pace with regulations in other workplaces?
Oh, certainly. I would say we're a long way behind. We always have been in agriculture. There was always something around communications and distance and generally, you know, many economic situations with farming, you know, mainly drought, that we've taken a lot longer to get behind this thing called safety. But, you know, if we look at the other industries, mining or manufacturing, you know, they're a long way ahead of us. But that's okay. We've still got the opportunity now to make these changes.